quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
Hello. Today's game. Speechless. That's all I can say. This game was speechless. Hi, my name is Andre Moultrie with the JJC Podcast. And this is the review. This is the review of the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Philadelphia Eagles. The Jacksonville Jaguars fall to the Philadelphia Eagles 29-21. This game was a ride of emotion. This game was very stressful watching this game. And it was stressful because of one man, Trevor Lawrence. I know he's young. I know this is his second year. I give a quarterback 3 years. Personally, I give a quarterback 3 years. It's not that he's not talented. It's obvious he's talented, and it's obvious he can make the throws. That is obvious. If you look at his score, you can look at his box score this game. He was 11 of 23, 174 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Quarterback rating of 84.3. And Jalen Hurts wasn't that good. He was 16 of 25 for 204 yards and an interception that resulted in a touchdown. So the defense, for the most part, contained themselves the best that they could. This game was rainy. This game was very windy. It was rain. It was about 10 to 15, 20 mile an hour winds. So this game was supposed to be, you know, it was weather. Weather affected this game. But Trevor Lawrence decided, I'm not wearing gloves. It's raining. I'm not wearing gloves. And that may have resulted in what has not happened in a very long time, a quarterback fumbling the ball 4 times in a game. And Trevor Lawrence is going to look at this game and he's going to be like, damn, I fucked this one up. I cost this team the game. As he should. And I want to get started with the fan base that believes that you can't criticize Trevor Lawrence. I don't know where this fan base came from. First of all, they get on others for criticizing the team. I'm sorry. This team hasn't won shit and only had one winning season in a decade. I think it's okay to criticize the team. I think it's fair to criticize the team. And, you know, oh, they're 2-2. You know, Trevor is doing You know, it happens. It's just a game. It happened. Yes, yes, yes. You're right. But it's okay to criticize him. He's our franchise quarterback. You don't think Peyton Manning got criticized? Hello? He got criticized. Every quarterback gets criticized. Part of the game. It doesn't mean we don't like Trevor Lawrence. I personally love Trevor Lawrence, but the facts remain he cost us this game. You saw how that rhymed? The facts remain that he cost us this game. Because he did. And I'm going to say the offense cost us this game. I just want to let you know these things. The offense cost us this game. Now, Hassan Riddick is probably going to be Trevor Lawrence's best friend because he's going to learn how to protect the ball better because Hassan Riddick knew Trevor Lawrence. He gave the ball to Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence gave him the ball a lot this game. He had two fumbles resulted from Hassan Riddick swiping his hands around the ball. You have to protect the ball better. It's raining outside. What do you expect? Protect the ball better. Now, the first fumble occurred. This first fumble occurred on a fourth down play. He had Tim Jones wide open, but because he was running and he was running, the ball just slipped out of his hands and he couldn't do nothing with it. And it was a turnover. It was a loss of down. And then he fumbled some more. And then he fumbled some more. Then he fumbled some more. And then he threw a pick in the red zone to James Bradbury that it shouldn't have been thrown. It was a forced pass to Christian Kirk. James Bradbury was looking at it like, this is not Clemson. This is not Clemson. You don't throw those type of passes. And he shouldn't have thrown the pass. Bad decision making on his part. It was bad decision making. But for everyone that says, oh, the defense, man, the defense, man, let me tell you what is wrong. Yes, the defense has a part. We cannot stop the run. Miles Sanders had a career day. The Philadelphia Eagles ran for 210 yards, 50 carries. Philadelphia ran the ball 50 times. The Jaguars ran the ball 19 times for 71 yards at 3.7 as an average of clip. And Philadelphia ran for 4.2 yards a clip. And Miles Sanders had a career day. He had 5 yards a fucking carry the entire game. But you can get those yards when the defense is on the field 39 fucking minutes. That's a whole fucking quarter. When your defense is on the field for 39 fucking minutes, yeah, they're going to give up a lot of yards running the ball. Philadelphia has one of the better offensive lines in the league. Yeah. And you got to watch Jalen Hurts running. Yeah. You're going to give up a lot of yards rushing. That team is a great running team. And when you're that physical, it wears you down. And as the game goes on, those holes get a little bit bigger. But where was the offense, you say? I don't know where the offense was, you say. I can tell you where the offense was. They were sitting on the sideline after turning the ball over. You know how many times they turned the ball over? You want to know? Five times. They turned the ball over five times. That's what cost us this game. Five times. Five turnovers, four fumbles lost, one interception thrown. That's five turnovers, and we still lost by nine, but yet and still this fucking defense is getting blamed for this game. This is on Trevor Lawrence. Simple as that. Let's cut this shit out. Take the big boy gloves off. He's a grown man. He's our franchise quarterback. He can handle the criticism. He cost us this game. Philadelphia had 401 total yards. We had 219 total yards. Look at the time of possession. 20 minutes. We had the ball for 20 minutes. That's a quarter and a fucking half. That's a quarter and a fucking half. This team held the ball for 40 minutes. That's more than half of this game. The team held the ball for 40 fucking minutes. And you're surprised they got 210 rushing yards when the defense was on the field 40 minutes and the defense scored a touchdown. The defense scored a touchdown. So we got to take off. First of all, let's take off the defensive interception for a score. The Jaguars offense scored 14 points. The Jaguars offense scored 14 points. Trevor Lawrence, with his turnovers, resulted in more than 20 points for the Eagles. The Eagles scored off those turnovers. And not even that. And it's not even that that's the worst part of this game. We were still in the game despite 5 turnovers. And you needed your defense to get a stop. And Tyson Campbell did a hell of a job on fourth down to knock the ball out of A.J. Brown's hand. And you give the ball back to Trevor Lawrence, who is supposed to be our franchise quarterback, right? We need a score. 2 minutes. I think we didn't have any timeouts. Yeah, we didn't have any timeouts. 2 minutes. You're the franchise quarterback. You're the guy that's supposed to deliver us to the promised land. I'm sitting down with an Eagles fan, a friend of mine, a close friend of mine. He's an Eagles fan. We're sitting there watching the game. I'm talking shit. I'm feeling good about myself because I'm like, Trevor gets the ball. And I'm looking at him before Trevor Lawrence goes on the field. And I'm like, I have yet to see Trevor Lawrence against a good team go down the field. Hell, against a team, go down the field, despite everything not going his way, go down the field and set this team up to at least score a touchdown to tie this game or attempt to. I have yet to see Trevor Lawrence do that. No. Matter of fact, I've seen him do it once against Miami in London last season, where he set up the field goal to get the points, to win the game. We're down. He's the reason we're down. He turned the ball over all these fucking times. He turned the ball over. It's time for you to be that franchise quarterback. And I'm looking at the TV screen, and I'm looking. And when I saw Tyson Campbell and the defense got a stop, they're like, okay, Trevor Lawrence, it's your turn. And when he got out there, I looked at my friend and I said, every time Trevor Lawrence has been in this situation, he always turns the ball over. And what happened? The very first fucking play, Hassan Reddick knocks the ball out of his hand, fumble, game over. My friend said, damn, you called that one, bruh. I'm like, yeah. I've seen it too many times from him. Not that he's a bad quarterback, but what does Skip Bayless say? The clutch gene. The clutch gene. I don't know what the fuck a clutch gene is, but there's certain players that when you see, when you need a game-winning drive, defenses get nervous. Tom Brady showed it early. Joe Burrow, to an extent, I see it. Where you can see when the game is, he like, okay, it's cool. We fine. Don't worry about it. There's certain quarterbacks that you see it in. I haven't seen it in Trevor Lawrence. It's not there. I've seen it the opposite way. We all know Tony Romo, what he's famous for. He's famous for being a talented quarterback, but when the ball is in his hand, what does he do? He fucks it up. Trevor Lawrence, this game, fucked it up. If he'd have went down the field, scored, got the two-point conversion, the game is tied, and Philly won in overtime, like off a field goal or something like that. I'm looking at this game like, despite Trevor Lawrence's mishaps, he was able to get this team back in the game. Despite his mishaps, despite him turning the ball over, he was able to get this team back in the game. And I didn't even get a chance to say that because he did not get this team back in the game. Got to get more running. They got to run the ball more. The rain clearly affected the passing game. Christian Kirk dropped a lot of passes. Balls were slipping out of his hands. A number of the receivers, it was slipping out of their hands. So it's not like it was all on Trevor. A lot of receivers dropped passes because of the rain. It was slippery. Except Agnew. Agnew was pretty much the only one that could catch a damn pass in this game. Consistently. He was pretty much the only one. But I want to show you the difference because we only held the ball 20 minutes. I want to show you the difference. I want to show you. I want to show you the difference in time and plays. So these are the Jaguars' possessions this week. This week versus the Eagles. The first drive of the game, 1 minute, 3 plays, 5 yards. The second drive, because we had an interception, the second drive, 8 plays, 80 yards, 4 minutes and 32 seconds. That's a touchdown. We're up 14-0. The drive where we fumbled, that resulted in a touchdown, by the way. The drive that we fumbled, it was 6 plays, 15 yards, and 2 minutes and 48 seconds. That fumble resulted in a touchdown. The next, after the Eagles score a touchdown, because the Eagles had the ball for 7 plays, 57 yards, and 4 minutes and 13 seconds. After the Eagles score a touchdown, because the defense had been on the field for 4 minutes, the Jaguars have 3 plays, no yards, and a 50-second drive. What do? You put your defense back out there, right? For 4 minutes and 29 seconds, Philly gets the ball, 9 plays, 71 yards, grind it out. They score another touchdown. Now the game is tied. What does the offense do? Right? Let's everybody says the defense, right? Let's tell you what the offense does, right? 3 plays, 55 seconds. And guess what Philly does at the end of the half? They go 8 plays, 35 yards, 2 minutes and 34 seconds, and scores another touchdown. They score 3 touchdowns on consecutive drives that had 4 minutes, 4 minutes, 2 minutes. The Jaguars were on the field for 1 minute and 30 seconds. You tell me if the defense is going to be tired. Okay. Let's go different here, right? We can go different here. Next drive, next possession because the defense got a punt to start off the third quarter. The Jaguars on the offensive drive, 3 plays, 1 minute and 2 seconds, 0 yards. The defense shows up again, gets a punt, right? The interception play was the longest possession of the game for the Jaguars. 9 plays, 56 yards, 5 minutes and 25 seconds. They threw an interception. That's when he threw it to James Bradbury. bad decision. The Eagles get the ball. The Eagles get the ball after the interception and go 11 plays, 78 yards, 5 minutes and 35 seconds, right? The Jaguars respond with a fumble. They had 3 plays for a minute and 30 seconds and fumbled. The Eagles responded off the fumble with another touchdown. 6 plays, 24 yards, because we didn't get anywhere when he fumbled. 3 minutes and 17 seconds. So I'm going to show you these. Look at this. A touchdown off a fumble. The interception resulted in a field goal. The other fumble resulted in a touchdown. The other fumble resulted in a touchdown. And you're telling me that the offense did not cost us this game. Tell me what you want to tell me. But I'm looking at it. I watched the game. This offense was unable to sustain a long drive in this game. And that's what cost us this game. Now, I want to show you what happened last week versus the Chargers in the victory that we had. I'm going to show you the scoring drives on those. All right. So we're going to go strictly the offensive drives that they had that made it 38-10. Field goal against the Chargers, right? 12 plays, 63 yards, 5 minutes and 14 seconds. We got another field goal after an interception. We didn't get any, you know, after the interception, we got a field goal. And then there was a fumble. And then there was another touchdown by the Jaguars to make it 13-0 against the Chargers, which was a minute and 31 seconds. I mean, a minute and 58 seconds. The field goal drive to make it 16-7 against the Chargers was 11 plays, 70 yards, 5 minutes. 5 minutes. In the second half versus the Chargers, they had a touchdown drive. The Jaguars, 5 plays, 75 yards, 1 minute and 13 seconds. Then they had another drive, 14 plays, 60 yards, 8 minutes and 27 seconds, right? And then they had another touchdown that was 14 plays, 68 yards, and 9 minutes. The scoring drives are really different. And this is a young team. So it's going to be bumps and bruises. And we got to get through it to develop a level of consistency. But the truth remains, 5 turnovers and we only lost by 8 points. I kind of don't want to hear the defense cost us this game, because the defense was on the field for 39 minutes against one of the best teams in the league and only gave up 29 points. But the Eagles scored off of the turnovers. They scored off the turnovers. How am I not going to score if you're giving me the ball in good field position? The one fumble was in their territory. They got the ball. Now the defense is against it. What are they going to do? They were on the field 39 minutes. And still, Trevor Lawrence had a chance to at least tie this game up. They got one stop for him. They did everything possible to get that one stop for him. And the offense and Trevor Lawrence, they failed. Just developing a level of consistency is this team. I'm happy that they're 2-2. Good start for the good month of the season. I think a lot of teams are going to notice the Jaguars. This team is not a team that you're going to be, hey, oh, the Jaguars are on the schedule. We're going to win this game. I don't think it's that. I think you're going to have to play football a little bit. The Eagles won this game, but Jaguars gave it to them. The Jaguars basically gave them this game. This is a tough one to chew because I really believe that the Jaguars could win this game. They kept everything in front of them, didn't really give up the big play. But Miles Sanders, you know, you keep doing that. You keep running the ball like that, 5 yards a carry. They're going to keep doing it. And unfortunately, we were not able to stop that. The next game we have is the Texans, of course. And that's a winnable game. That is a game that the Jaguars can win. And I'll see you guys next week to talk about the Jaguars and Texans. That will be it for today's episode. When you get a chance, check out the website at www.2minutehuddle.com. Facebook, Jaguars Country. Hashtag Jags Country on Facebook. If you want to support the podcast, please, please, and I mean please, listen on Apple, Spotify, Google. Share the podcast. Rate the podcast. I appreciate it very, 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 very much. I want to thank all the listeners that take the time out of their day to watch the podcast. And I will see you guys next week. Did I mention it? Yeah. For the merch, it's www.jjcpodcast.com for the merch. If you want to buy the merch, it'll be in the link below for in the description. Have a good one. And remember, this is the first half of the season. Pretty good start. Last year we had 3 wins. Today we have 2. We're all about improvement, getting better. But it's okay to criticize your franchise quarterback. Now, I know there's some trolls that'll say dumb shit like, oh, you know, Trevor Lawrence is a bust and he can't throw and this, that, and the third. They're idiots. I wouldn't listen to them. They're trying to get a reaction. And they just wait for these moments. I don't really care about them. But the fan that actually watches the game, buys the jersey, shows up, they know. He ain't a fool. He ain't dumb. He ain't stupid. He ain't a bust. We just want him to develop a level of consistency, which I think it's going to go. As the season go on, we're going to see more from Trevor Lawrence. We know that Trevor Lawrence this year is better than last year by far. By far, I think he's got 8 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. His completion percentage is better. He's a better quarterback this year. We just want to see consistency. All right. Have a good one. Bye.